It's been about 4 months since the accusations of sexual misconduct against Governor Andrew Cuomo began flooding in, and since then, the fervor of the coverage surrounding the governor's conduct and the calls from his fellow Democrats for him to resign have largely subsided. But how do New Yorkers feel about Cuomo, who was riding a popularity wave a little more than a year ago? To answer that question and much more, we're going to break down the latest Siena College Research Institute poll results with Siena pollster Steve Greenberg. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Great to be with you, and great to be with you in person, David.
Yes, this is wild. So ever since the governor was accused by multiple women of sexual misconduct, the percent of New Yorkers who want to reelect him next year has dropped to about one-third of the electorate. Where is that number now as those allegations move a little further into our rearview mirror, and he's gone back to largely business as usual?
Yeah, I think from the public's point of view, they've largely gone into the rearview mirror for the moment, but I think for Cuomo, you got to be aware of the big yellow warning signs that are in front of you, given that the attorney general is several months into an investigation, and at some point she's going to issue a report on that investigation. So, but where the governor stands right now, as you point out, about a third of New Yorkers are prepared to reelect Cuomo should he run for reelection, 35%, but 56% of voters say they would prefer, quote, someone else, unquote. And what we decided to do this month was a little bit different. As you know, the past few months, what we had asked is, should the governor resign or not? And we realized that that's not the only two choices.
Right.
If you're Andrew Cuomo, you have three choices. You can resign right now, which he says he's not. You can serve out the remainder of your term but not run for reelection, which he also says he is not, or you can serve out the remainder of your term and run for re-election, which is what he says he's doing right now. So we put it to the voters. Which of those three choices would you like the governor to follow? And what we found was 23%, nearly a quarter of voters say resign. Not surprisingly, far more Republicans believe that than Democrats. Mm-hmm. 39% of voters, a plurality, said finish out your term. You don't have to resign, but please, Don't run for a fourth term. And then a third of voters, 33%, say serve out your term and go for a fourth term. What's interesting is when you really look at Democrats, because the governor, if in fact he's running for reelection, is going to face a primary a little over 11 months from now. We know he's going to face a primary because he did it in his last two reelections, right, regardless of anything else going on in the world.
Although the potential gravitas of that candidate could be a big X factor.
Absolutely. But either way, he's going to get a primary. And so what we want to do is take a quick look at Democrats here. And 13% of Democrats, only 13%, say the governor should resign. So he's clearly, you know, his base is not calling for him to get out.
And that's a number that the governor's press office was trumpeting this morning.
Absolutely. But 40% of Democrats say continue to serve, don't run again.
Not a number the governor's press office was trumpeting this
morning. And here's the number they really don't want to trumpet, which is 43% of Democrats say right now the governor should run for reelection. When we go back to the generic reelect that we talked about a minute ago, on that question, 50% of Democrats say they're prepared to reelect the governor. 42% say they would prefer someone else. So he does a little bit better on the generic reelect, where the voter doesn't have a choice. On the new question, the voter has a choice. This is what they would like the governor to do.
Well, and it's an interesting, I guess, question that we can't answer yet, but of that percentage, 40% of Democrats who, you know, don't want him to seek another term, I think that's the interesting group that, depending on who emerges to challenge, where do they fall? Because right now they're saying, I don't want you to run again, but if it's, you know, Cynthia Nixon 2.0 who appears on the ballot, or if it's Letitia James who appears, I think that group could break in a lot of different ways.
No question about it. And that's why we do the generic reelect. Cuomo, reelect Cuomo, or someone else. But when you go to vote on primary day or election day, that's not your choice. Your choice is between a number of individuals. So, yeah, that absolutely makes a difference. For some voters, it makes them more likely to go back to Cuomo. For some voters, it makes them even more eager to get away from Cuomo and go to another candidate.
You mentioned this at the top of the interview, but there are multiple investigations into the governor's conduct, which could come out at any time, which may or may not have serious consequences for the governor's, for the governor, excuse me. But what do voters think may or may not turn up from those investigations, specifically regarding evidence of harassment?
Sure. And we asked voters, do they think that the ongoing investigations will or will not find evidence of sexual harassment by the governor? 42%, a plurality of New Yorkers, think the investigations will turn up evidence. 32% say no, it won't. 27% really don't know. A big partisan divide. 59% of Republicans think they will come up with evidence. A plurality, 45% of independents think they will come up with evidence. Democrats evenly divided. 35% think there will be evidence. 36% think there will not be evidence.
If you could try to interpret that response a little bit more for us, sexual harassment is a legal term in New York. When you think voters were thinking about that question and responding, do you think they were thinking about it in that legalese sense, or do you think they were thinking more about this guy was inappropriate when they're talking about harassment?
I don't think most New Yorkers ever think, thankfully, in legalese terms. Look, there are laws, but that's also sexual harassment also takes on a broader meaning than what is in New York's criminal statutes. Mm-hmm. So voters bring different things to it. You know, it's not like we define for them what sexual harassment is. So I think voters know and are paying attention. But it's also, I would note, for the last several months, there has not been a lot of news coverage, generally speaking, of these allegations of sexual harassment. The governor obviously does not want to talk about this issue, has not talked about this issue, and has spent his time talking about things related to, you know, reopening New York, the vaccines, and the pandemic. And those are areas, surprisingly, where the governor polls still very well with New Yorkers. New York voters are fairly smart. They are able to distinguish that they like the governor for certain things and they don't like him for other things.
In case you're just joining us, we're breaking down the latest Siena College Research Institute poll results, and our guest is Siena pollster Steve Greenberg. Well, I'm glad you bring up the pandemic, because that's where I want to turn our conversation. And the week before you went into the field with this poll, New York was launching fireworks for hitting that arbitrary milestone of 70% adults with at least one vaccine dose. And while you were in the field surveying voters, the governor officially ended the pandemic disaster declaration. So with all that as background, do New Yorkers approve or disapprove of Cuomo's handling of the pandemic right now?
Well, overall, they approve by a 51 to 32% margin. They approve of the way he's handled himself during the pandemic. Democrats, more than two-thirds of them, approve of his performance. Independents, a plurality, 42 to 35% approve. Republicans are the inverse of Democrats by a 64 to 25% margin. They disapprove. But then we asked on some specifics of the pandemic. So, for example, how do you think the governor has done managing New York's vaccination program? Has he done a good job or a bad job? Better than 3-1, 66% to 20%, they say he's done a good job on the vaccinations. Even a plurality of Republicans, 47 to 38%, give the governor good marks on vaccines. It's the one, I think, and only place in this poll where Republicans say something nice about the governor. But keeping New Yorkers informed, 60 to 27% voters think he did a good job. Overseeing the reopening, a little narrower, 54 to 33%. And then there's the issue of nursing homes. And when it comes to addressing questions about his handling of nursing homes during the pandemic, by a 3-1 margin, 60 to 22%, voters say the governor has done a bad job, including not a majority, but a very strong plurality of Democrats, 49 to 30, say the governor has done a bad job on this issue. So he only has the support in terms of nursing homes, he only has the support of less than a third of Democrats.
And finally, with the time we've got left, I want to pivot to a question you asked about these questions that are going to appear on the ballot this fall regarding these constitutional amendments. And specifically, you did two with regards to voting reform. One has to do with changing the registration deadline, and the other has to do with essentially allowing New Yorkers to vote by mail if they want to without any sort of excuse. Both of these issues have a narrow majority, but what sort of partisan split did you find on these issues?
Sure. On the no excuse absentee ballot, right now 55% of New Yorkers say they support it, 35% oppose. And I should point out, this is not an election, even though it's going to be on the ballot in November, this is not a sample of likely November voters. This
just
is
registered
voters and a feeling of where they're at right now. On the same day registration, a little tighter, 52 to 39 support. But what we see is overwhelming support, better than two-thirds, from Democrats on both of them. Independents support, but not overwhelmingly, on the no excuse absentee, 47 to 39, on the same day registration, 45-35. But by better than 2-1, Republicans oppose each of these constitutional amendments. They oppose the no excuse absentee, 63 to 30, and they oppose same-day registration, 64 to 30. I think what we're seeing here is Republicans in New York are holding similar views to their brethren Republicans across the nation in terms of looking to tighten up, not loosen, restrictions on voting.
And we've got a couple seconds left, so I just wanted to know, yes or no, were you surprised by the fact that 80% of New Yorkers seem to support a constitutional amendment that says each person shall have a right to clean air and water and a healthful environment?
I guess I was more surprised by the 12% who say they're going to vote no.
Yeah, because why? They're just not happy? They always say no? Was it something about the question? Maybe they didn't get it?
We literally read the one sentence that was in the bill that will be added to the Constitution and said, do you support or oppose it?
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. We've been speaking with Siena College Research Institute pollster Steve Greenberg. Steve, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.